I'm Rachel Otwell for NPR Illinois. In the wake of the Me Too movement, state lawmakers have tried to address sexual harassment in a variety of ways. For this week's Illinois Issues report, Mary Cullen explores what's been done so far and what some are saying about what could be next.
I think that the statehouse culture has been a bit of a frat house culture for many years. There have been some important voices coming forward talking about how harassment has happened to them.
That's Carrie Lester. The former Associated Press and Daily Herald reporter recently published a book that features women in Illinois government who share accounts of sexual assault and harassment. Victims' rights advocate Denise Rothheimer made controversial sexual harassment claims against State Senator Ira Silverstein of Chicago.
We have the problem because there's no transparency or accountability of the elected officials. They are the fox in the hen house. They do as they wish.
The newly appointed legislative inspector general released Silverstein of all charges, calling his behavior unbecoming of a legislator, but not sexual harassment. Last fall, over 200 people signed a Me Too letter, asserting they've seen sexual harassment within state government. Rothheimer says she was invited to a bar where she was told women are hit on and solicited for sex by lawmakers. In Lester's book, a female legislator talks about the same bar as a place where she witnessed forceful and rampant harassment. With the implementation of required training, task forces, and numerous proposed measures, politicians say they are working to combat the problem across party lines. State Senator Heather Staines says over the past several months, improvements have been made. For one, legislation passed last year filled a vacant position, someone to oversee filed claims of mistreatment. That role had been vacant for 3 years, while more than 20 time-sensitive sexual harassment claims stacked up. Here's Staines.
I think there's still more work to be done, though. I think the Inspector General needs the ability to actually publish if there's a finding. Only if there's a finding. If there's not, it shouldn't go public. But we don't have that ability right now.
The groundswell of attention has included a spotlight on Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan. He sponsored the legislation for lawmakers to undergo training. But the state's most powerful leader has also had to deal with allegations about some of his staff. Former Madigan campaign worker Elena Hampton came forward about harassment she claims she experienced from one of Madigan's aides. After she spoke with the Chicago Tribune, Madigan fired Kevin Quinn, brother of a Chicago alderman and someone who had worked for Madigan for 2 decades. Here's Hampton in that Tribune interview.
I was experiencing sexual harassment in the 13th Ward office, the Speaker's district office, and I came forward about it, not once, but twice, and I basically lost everything I worked for because some guy could not control himself.
Hampton is now suing Madigan's political organization for what she alleges was improper handling of the claims. Madigan called on some female Democratic leaders to form their own look into the party's handling of allegations. State Comptroller Susana Mendoza says the panel is working independently and won't take funding from the party. The House and Senate Task Forces on Sexual Harassment and Discrimination held a joint meeting last month where they heard from organizations like the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission Office of Legal Counsel. One topic addressed was the underreporting of harassment. Though the claims and reactions related to the Me Too movement have been numerous, former reporter and author Carrie Lester says this is just the tip of the iceberg.
The voices of women who have experienced this problem are getting louder and louder in Illinois, and I think we are at the point that it can't be ignored or brushed under the rug anymore.
A newly passed law requires Illinois police officers undergo trauma training and allows victims to have more time to report an assault. It's a change supporters like Polly Poskin, executive director of the Illinois Coalition Against Sexual Assault, hope will drive up reporting numbers.
This groundswell of support that is out there for victims to come forward and to say, this happened to me, is hugely important because then survivors don't feel alone. And when you don't feel alone, you feel empowered and emboldened.
I'm Mary Cullen.